Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, whole world. Ilona Europa every Monday on LA Talk Radio, Pacific time from 6 till 7 p.m. And everybody knows I love my Mondays. Why, everybody ask? Because I have my guest with me. And the coolest way is that I can choose them. Sometimes they call from outside of America. They have funky accents, gorgeous accents, unusual accents. I have an accent. This is why we call this show Accent On. Sometimes from time to time, I have guests who have American accent. We will ask them, do they have a real accent or not? From my point of view, yes, all of you people who are in studio, or some of them, you all have an accent also. Then, yeah, world is beautiful. We are a very unusual group of people just put together in America, like shaking and mixing with each other and just developing our talents and living our lives. And hopefully we are happy. Sometimes we are not, but you know what? It's always another day. If we think this way, life is beautiful. Today we are in LA. Life is beautiful. Weather is amazing. I still have funky accent, still speak funky English. I'm thankful that people are listening to Accent On. Thank you, LA Talk Radio, also for giving me this opportunity. And what can I say? It's more than 2.5 years right now, me being on the air. Oh boy, I was so scared for the first 6 months and now I cannot shut up. But that's the LA Talk Radio. We can say these funky words too. Anyway, time to introduce my friends. We have really good-looking men and women with me in a studio. I will start from my gorgeous friend, Heather Gunn. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Lona.
She is so cute. In this funky way, she had a great meeting in Studio City, I think. Yes, you had. She's an aspiring actor, and we have our own one Monday together. We are talking about it's a wild world out there, and we are talking about surviving. Everybody needs to survive. Animals, people, we all need surviving skills to be just living on this planet. Yes, Heather?
Yes, indeed.
How did you survive today?
I survived very well. It was a great day, beautiful here in Los Angeles. I visited the Hollywood sign for the first time, so...
Ooh, it's amazing. Wow. I'm, you know, like 15 years in LA. Nobody took me there yet. Maybe I need to go there and see. Is this looking the same to you, like on the pictures, the same feelings?
Yes.
Big, like overwhelming, or just like, whatever?
No, it's very big.
Very big. And you had some good meeting today. Everybody needs to know that she's an actor, and she's host, and she loves wild animals.
And
she has degree, and she's gorgeous. She's like this Amazon lady. I don't know why I'm bringing gorgeous ladies next to me, and they steal spotlight from me. But somehow, somewhere, I just love her. We know each other for many, many years.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you,
Heather, you had a meeting, yes, with a future agent, maybe?
Yes.
That's what we are looking for, yes, mm-hmm. Because you recently moved from Chicago and you are starting all over in LA, although you were here for many, many years. Then, you know what? We have this gorgeous gentleman next to me. I know he's a man that can do lots of things in life. And his name is Ray Rainader. Can
Rainader?
I call you this way?
Rainader, Raymondader.
Gosh, Rainader, the Terminator. And he's a man of power, man of many businesses. And I think something good will happen because of us meeting here.
I think so, too. But just so you know, when I'm in L.A., my friends call me Jose Luis Rivera Miranda Veracruz Baerga.
You know what?
But that's only when I'm in California. I got to give it up for my Spanish friends out here.
You know what? We will say hi to all of them because I think, yeah, why not? You look a little Spanish. You look a little... You have like every gorgeous like skin, olive color. You know, you can be anybody who you want to be.
Please stop flattering me.
No, in a white shirt straight from New York. That's what I wanted to say. Ray Nader.
Yes, let me say hello to all my New York fans out there.
Closer to the microphone. Closer to the microphone. Yeah.
I just want to give a shout out to all my friends in New York and all my friends out here in LA. I did grow up out here many years ago.
So, you have a New Yorker accent. You have an accent. You'd speak like a New Yorker.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. I love it. I cannot do that, but sounds really very. Okay. Everybody says hi to Ray's friends in New York. Hello, friends in New York from all of us. And you are here for only 1 week.
I'm here for 1 week. That's it. Business and pleasure.
You know what? I need to say also that today we have like the family little reunion because next to you, we have Edward Nader. Are you like daddy or something of this gorgeous dude that sits next to you?
It's my brother, actually.
He's your brother? Whatever you are, daddy, brother, Edward, is this your son?
No, actually, he's my... Yeah, he's my son. What the hell?
You know what?
He's my friend, really.
Yeah, I understand that, what you are saying. But you both are really having this sweet smile when you look at each other. I hope you love each other. I hope, because I think...
We do.
I know. Yes. And you know what? We're supposed to have Davood also with us. I say this is supposed to be like family reunion because we have things to talk about. Another successful story when it comes to our beautiful, unusual, gorgeous, spiritual, talented, king of crypto realism, Mr. Davood. You know, but he cannot... He couldn't be here because of traffic. Simple like that.
Not really. Actually, on Wednesday, we are going to go to Monterey.
Okay.
And he's working on 7 paintings in the same time. So I really did not want to waste his time.
Oh, come on, manager. Especially. You're killing your artist. This is supposed to be, we talk on the phone. He texted me. Heather is here to say hi to Davood. I'm here to say hi to Davood. No, we understand. We really want him to paint gorgeous pictures because I know...
Actually, there was 5 paintings from Maserati, which he's working on all 5 of them at the same time. One is more gorgeous than the other one.
Oh, my God.
So he said, if I come, I will not be able to finish it by tomorrow. And the day after tomorrow, we have to leave for Monterey.
Okay, he needs to paint one wheel for me and another wheel for you, Heather, yes? He's guilty. Maserati, okay, but we need to have something. He's supposed to be here. Anyway, I'm calming down and I will start again with Ray. Ray, you flew here, you know, from New York.
Yes.
How was your flight?
My flight was delayed. However, got stuck on the 405, and anybody who's been in LA traffic knows the 405 stands for 4 or 5 miles an hour. So fortunately, I made it here on time. I'm here in the presence of the great Alona Europa, the beautiful Heather here from Chicago. And when I say beautiful, I mean gorgeous.
Yeah. Gorgeous. She's amazing. She's
Are you
so
single?
Yes.
I'm single now.
She is single. She
Fantastic.
Is a single girl.
We're going to have to exchange numbers later.
I'm sure. Hey, matchmaker. I love to matchmake people for any reason. Yes, and I. You know what? You're a businessman.
Yes.
First and foremost. Yes. You are raised in Iran.
No, I was born in America.
Oh, daddy.
First American original. Born. My dad's from Iran, yes.
Okay, then good for you. Okay, whatever this means. Did you ever been there?
I was there once, actually, in 2005.
Okay.
And I believe I may have been there when I was maybe 6 months old, so I really wouldn't remember that.
Okay.
No more than 1 month, probably, yeah.
Okay, that's beautiful. Yeah, I'm visiting my country. I'm from Poland originally sometimes, and it's just great to... go back, you know, and then it's great to come back, whatever you say. I don't know. I will try to just read businesses that you are involved with, but, you know, it's few of them, and they're impressive. I went and checked the websites. I like what I see. And but main one is really your baby, or you are the owner of it. Could you explain what is Radiotainment. Radiotainment with a hot name.
Well, Radiotainment is exactly what it sounds like. It's a mixture of radio and entertainment. I'm basically a talent management, talent agent. I represent a lot of celebrities. We do celebrity booking. And we have NFL players, comedians from Howard Stern, celebrities from Hell's Kitchen and Food Network. And So it's really been blowing up the past year or so. It's been fantastic. It's been a great ride.
Is this something new for you?
You know, it's been in the works for many, many years now. Originally, I was working with independent artists, you know, musicians, to try to get them record deals. And
that's tough.
It was a very tough, very, very tough. And I found myself really networking with a lot of celebrities. And I basically decided to switch paths and take the route of celebrity booking and talent management and casting. And it's been great. It's been a great ride. It's been blowing up very fast. And each client keeps referring me to another client, and it's been really exploding this past year. So I'm very blessed and very grateful for having the clients that I have and mm-hmm. and the talents that I have. I'm very, very fortunate.
You know, Ray, because let's pitch, because I like to pitch. Let's pitch right away if somebody think that supposed to be represented by you. You know what? We are in L.A. Everybody's a star here, and I'm not joking. Everybody's. There's so many people talented here, and not so many really managers, booking agents, and people who care about artists or care about people that they represent. It's not so many people that really will like to talk about them saying, oh, they're great. They do great job. I'm so happy. I'm on with one booking agent, with one manager for many, many years. Mostly what you hear, oh, yesterday I was with this guy, another day I'm there. Oh, my gosh, I lost here. I don't trust anybody. That would be a story. Again, you know, for many, many years, I was in with company who was a branding and marketing company, and we were, you know, representing a lot of unusual also artists and big names in this industry. And one of them was Scott Liffrit. I don't know if you know Scott from Hell's Kitchen. He's my friend. I was for more than a year and a half his agent, you know, from Vax site. A lovely man that if you don't know Scott, I'll put you together with him. He's right now in New York, and maybe you both can do something together.
Fantastic. I look forward to it.
Oh, he's like the coolest, you know, guy. He's in Hell's Kitchen from the beginning, and, you know, the bold and gorgeous dude. Hi, Scott. I know you are in L.A. and you are in New York, but I think mostly New York right now. Then I miss you, but hey, maybe we'll get something going in New York for you. That would be cool. Then what I'm saying, this is a tough business. Calling yourself, I'm a booking agent, you better be different than what booking agent means. And I know you are. I put my nose, you know, and I read lots of stuff about Radiotainment 1, because you are adding 1 to it, yes?
That's correct.
And you need to explain us tiny little bit difference. It seems like you are the one guy who cares about few people, I don't know how many, you will tell us, from many different corners of the entertainment world, and sports is one of them, because obviously that's really hot entertainment also for all of us. How do you pick your clients? How do you find them? And how much you really care about them? And honestly, do you care equally about everyone? Or you're like, today is this one, next day another one. Tell me, how do you pick them? Why do you think you are different from another booking agents? That's two main questions that I want to have an answer for.
Well, I'll say this. First and foremost, I was very fortunate to first meet Leonard Marshall from the New York Giants. And I basically just asked him, I said, listen, you know, I know I'm starting out in this business. Just give me a chance. Let me show you what I can do with the people I've networked with over the years and the relationships I've developed. And really, once I spoke with him, things started to perpetuate. And little by little, I just started reaching out to some celebrity chefs. And you know, fortunately, they saw something in me, and they started referring me to other clients and other celebrity chefs and other celebrities in general. And I'll say this. If you go on my Facebook posts, you'll see that my clients really respect what I do, and I respect what they do, because without them, I can't survive.
Please repeat these words, and I will come back to the line that you're saying right now. That was a music to my ears. Without them,
I'm nothing. Period. I cannot exist without my clients.
For many, many years, I was, you know, with the gentleman who said they are nothing without me. But to me, is if not equal opportunity, I will really say somebody needs to create something first to be sold, to be pitched, and that's when obvious, you know, role of a booking agent or manager or branding manager is coming to it. Yes, you need to take something that already exists or just is flourishing and just turn into something very sellable, attractive, and exciting. Yes?
Absolutely.
Now, the difference between booking agency and Radiotainment 1 from New York by Ray Nader.
Well, I'll say this. You know, I get the most joy when I see my clients getting casted for TV or film, commercials, whatever it may be. And, you know, just from their post alone, they're just so happy for me to be their agent because they see something different in me than other agents that they've dealt with in the past. You know, I do care about every single one of my clients. I pick my clients pretty carefully. You know, I want clients that really are looking to succeed, that really want the, you know, want the best not only for themselves, but the best for our company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's all about how you portray yourself, not only in the public, but as well as at home in your family life. And I'm a man of faith. So if I can help them or guide them in certain ways, if they're going through turmoil in their life, you know, I'm there for them. I'm there to listen. I'm there to guide them. You know, I'm not just putting them on the back burner and in the hopes that maybe they'll make it big someday. No, I really push them to succeed, and I get more enjoyment out of their success than my own, to be honest with you.
My gosh. Heather, mm-hmm. Can I be your agent and just try to break you to agency radiotainment with Ray Nader officially on the radio? Ray, would you be interested to represent
Heather? I would love to. Heather? I would love to.
You can represent me too. You know, I'm a great singer.
Absolutely.
You can also represent Natasha Mira, who is my daughter, who right now is taping her first video in a church in L.A. where Aerosmith was taping the biggest, you know, videos of their lives. And Natasha is right now taping there. She, oh my gosh, I think she got kissed by the prince. And I don't even know him. And this is my own daughter. And I was just picking the clothes and wedding dresses and shoes for him, and I don't even know him. What mother I am. That's horrible. But my child is very talented, and obvious LA Talk Radio and Accent On is also a lot about music. Obviously, I'm playing my music, but this time I'll be playing something of Natasha. This is not Abracadabra song that she's just right now taping for her first music video, but I think she has cameras and lights and nine people and makeup artist and lady who is helping her sewing. I'll be talking about this maybe when they all will come to studio. Right now, The Way I Am, Natasha Mira.
I've tried, but I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that runs through my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me? And in the end there's nothing left to say. Tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh love me. Still can't let go. In the shadows of fear that run through your veins, takes over your mind and drives you insane. You try, but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you love me, but then you left me, and in the end you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me?
Oh my gosh, my child, she sings so beautifully. She's a USC student and ends her, you know, university 4 years in 3 years. She's so, so talented.
She's fantastic. Fantastic. I love that song. I definitely want to represent her. Let me know.
She's 20 now, right?
20 she's a 20. 20. She will be 21 in May. I don't know what to tell you. She's old soul. Like I said, yeah. I'm a proud mother, but... On another hand, this child is working so hard and, you know, not only paying for her own college and I'm helping, but
she's going to college, she pays for the college.
Pays for the college.
Well, we commend
You're
her.
Right.
We definitely commend her not only in her work ethic, but on her music. And as a New Yorker, listen, anybody knows New Yorkers, we don't sugarcoat anything. And I have to be that honest with you. She is fantastic. I love that song. And I'm going to give her a contract next week.
Oh, I love you. That's so good. And, you know, thank you. I will put her with you together on the phone and hopefully something great will happen. Again, Radiotainment, this is a really, really cool company. You know, I know that you are from L.A., then also you had a New Yorker in you, you have an L.A. guy in you, you have two worlds and you have contacts from this side, you know, of business and that side of business. Like, seems like you know all, because that two different ways of making business in these two different crazy towns is really not about, it's a town, you know. New York works their own way. What the biggest difference is between these two towns, do you think?
Well, I'll say this. In California, everything closes at 2 o'clock. In New York, we don't sleep. I am up till 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, constantly emailing people, networking, whether it be my clients here or developing relationships in California or overseas, and we have such a major time difference. So really, New Yorkers don't sleep. We are probably the more, I would say we're definitely more of a go-getter. I think we have more drive in New York. I think we have a little bit more passion in New York just because New York doesn't sleep. We're nonstop. We're constantly on the run, and we're always looking to, you know, further ourselves the best way we possibly can.
You know what? I like that. I really do like that. I'm from Europe, and to me, life is supposed to be 24/7. You choose when you want to sleep, you know, when you are tired, when you are just working hard. But then, again, if you feel like working, this is supposed to be really something creative, and it's no time for break. I like that. I like streets. I like people walking. I like people rushing or just... And what I like, that the New Yorkers are talking. You know, they have no problem to just talk to us. And in L.A., I love... what I like about L.A., and I don't know... In L.A., everybody was bankrupt once or twice. I like that, you know, because it seems like you're going to rebuild your business from zero again and again and again. Everybody's divorced. I hate it, you know, because, you know... In a way, I don't know, we are losing something if we need to, not only money, you know, it's just too easy in America to get divorced. That's, I don't like that. But do you think life is easier for you in New York or was easier in LA?
I'll say this, being that I lived on both coasts, I consider myself bi-coastal. I did start 12th grade out here in the San Fernando Valley. And I ended up moving back to New York for the simple fact that, you know, we have a different mentality in New York, you know. LA, I think we're a little bit more relaxed, a little more reserved, and we do network. A lot of people do network out here, but I don't think they have the drive that we do. I don't think they have the mentality that New Yorkers have to really be successful and to network the way we do and be nonstop. And it's definitely just a different mentality. We're just more fast-paced.
Do you think, I know, I don't want to say anything bad about L.A., do you think we are fake? We are liking to pretend too much in L.A.?
I'll say this. One of the main reasons why I moved back to New York is because, you know, I wanted to settle down and get into a relationship. And I just found that, yes, a lot of people in California had a hidden agenda, especially in Los Angeles. A lot of people just want to get ahead without really putting the work ethic in. And if they can get ahead by climbing over somebody else,
they will do it.
That's the mentality out here, I think. You know, whereas in New York, I think we're more, we try to build ourselves.
They kill you if they do something wrong.
They can kill you here in L.A.
Yeah, different ways.
More drive-bys per capita in L.A. than in New York.
It's so funny. Yeah, you're right. I think I like to be a little controversial in a cute way. And I will say, my guests are here, everybody is giving their own opinions about something. And we are talking sometimes about really tough topics and people on the street, people who are just homeless and children who are abused. And tough topics. You know what? And the same here, because we are living in entertainment world. It will be so nice if people will be helpful and straightforward. It's just so shortcut, so perfect shortcut to say, can you help me? You say, no. Thank you so much. I'm moving to somebody else. No, I help you. I will tell you, you know, 5 years later, I'll tell you still I can help you, you know. And then God forbid when you sign with somebody like that I'm coming back to your business because you trust a person who represents you, the artist. And then after many, many years, you find out, oh, you just slept through the best years of your life. You got nowhere, you know. That's a tough. How you feel about it? Did you ever had an artist that you like said, why did I even start? Why did I start working with this person? That was a mistake. And did you get rid of this person fast?
Let me say this. I am very, not that I'm pick and choose my clients. I think they pick me, to be honest with you. My clients pick me. I've had maybe one client who decided to leave the company. And I said, listen, the door is always open for you. I always give in my contract. If you don't want to work with my company, by all means, we can part ways as friends. But I've only had one client that's done that so far. And they decided to sign with another company. And 6 months later, he has to come back. Hmm. And there's a reason why for that. Because, you know, some of these agents out there are very shady. They promise you the world and under-deliver. Well, I like to under-promise and over-deliver. So I'm just the opposite of most people out here, to be honest with you.
And do you like to working with young people, like really young? Or you rather prefer to have... Oh, you don't really care. You care only about talent.
I would say I care about the talent. I care about the person themselves. If they have the drive, they have the determination to be successful, and they're willing to put the time in and the effort in, not only from what I can provide them, but they have to really work for themselves and promote themselves. And if you can't do that, then there's no sense in working together. But for the most parts, again, I feel like my clients tend to pick me. And by the grace of God, you know, it's been a blessing so far. And
you know what? The difference between European market and I think what's going on in America, here is very easy. No, it's very hard to just achieve the goal or achieve the success. But then you are on the top and you are like squeezed for everything that you can do in a very short time. And then you are thrown away. And that's why we have this meal of very talented people. And they are, you know, today they are amazing. And then 2 years, nobody even knows their name because it's another thing. In Europe, I think we have a longer staying power. And for whatever reason, people find out the attachment to artists in a more honest way. I don't know if this also will go away from my country, from my side of the country, or is something that we give artists the time and chance to be loved, and the same that for a long, long time, they don't need to be worried how to pay their bills. It's not about 3, 4, 5 years, and mostly they make money and they lose money and they disappear. It's just about, okay, that's your profession. You better find a way how you can survive in this business. And something is scary in America because I'm coaching a lot of young talents. I'm recording albums after albums and, you know, I co-write and write for these beautiful people. And it's just so painful to see that if they have success, mostly, you know, they will be washed out so fast from this, you know, business side. Do you feel, what do you think art is supposed to have in America the staying power? What's supposed to be special about them? What do you find special with your artists that you think they can survive in this crazy business?
For the most part, you have to be humble.
Oh, I loved it. My gosh. You're my man. Honestly, that's crazy. You are so right. You're so
you
right.
You have to be humble. Some people, there's some people who are narcissistic. They think they're better than everybody else. And, you know, I'm no better than you. I'm no better than my clients. I'm no better than any of my talents I represent. You know, that's some of the mentality that some people have. You know, they're just not humble. They may fall into maybe dealings with the wrong people or wrong agents, and they're promised the world, and, you know, or they're just put on a pedestal for so long that they forget who they are, they forget where they came from. And the reality is, you have to be humble. If you're humble, people can see that. People will want to work with you. Yeah. People will continue to follow you. But once you start with your narcissism and, you know, all the antics that you see on in with a lot of these celebrities in California, New York, wherever it may be, you know, it's all about damage control with these people. Yeah. But, you know, if you're humble, I truly believe that people will recognize that, and they'll see through that, and they will continue to follow you as long as you're going.
That's beautiful, and that's a message for younger artists. Come on, let's get humble and say thank you. Thank you, thank you. You are here not because you are amazing. It's a million amazing people. You are here because for whatever reason you were choosing, that was your time. Maybe you work harder. Maybe somebody gave you more attention. This could be for a moment. This could be for whole life. But like Ray says, you just really, really need to be thankful, humble, and just work like this is your business, profession, instead of that you are so special. You are not born special. We all are special. Honestly, we all are special. Okay. Okay, Daddy. Yeah, I know you hate this, probably, that I call you Daddy, but, you know, it's so sweet. I love to be called Mommy.
Please address him as Dr. Nader, because he is Dr. Nader now.
And you are so also young-looking man, and I know you are so ambitious gentleman also. I know that you are representing this amazing artist that we all like so much. We all like Mr. Davud. Hi, Davud. Everybody says hi to Davud.
Hello, Davud. Hi.
Davud, we love you. Yeah. King of crypto realism.
Yes, and, you know, and I start knowing you, like, I think... You know, we had a few dinners here, and there was just a really nice relationship, friendships we have right now going on. And we all trying to be very protective of Davud and try to help him, try to just... And he's a very special man, very humble man, a very, very, very unusual human being. And you are this manager that just puts him on a pedestal, but I think Davud just knows how to say thank you, because you will not stay with him if you will be not thankful for what you are doing to him. What do you think? Why you are staying so close with this artist? I know you believe in him. He's just amazing. But the human in him charms everybody.
Well, actually, I have to tell you that this guy, he's really a messenger of God to me. And the way which he works with the people and with helping the people and children and different charities, which he has been done all his life. Well, you know that when he was in Europe, he paid much more than $25 million to different charities, to children charities and cancer research. And even now, everything which we sell, we always leave 10% for cancer research. So wow. That's what his goal is. So for this reason, actually, I don't know if you know about the Oscar.
Why he's supposed to be here.
Yes.
Come on, we're supposed to celebrate on September 13th?
Exactly, September 13th, which is a Black Oscar. And all of the artists, actually, they are going to be nominated, and some of them are going to receive the Oscar. But he will get the Oscar because of this humanitarian help which he had in the past. And actually, the Oscar, which they are going to give him for the first time, Nelson Mandela received it, and he's the second one who's going to receive the
Wow. Oh, gosh, we need
Oscar,
to all go. We need to see.
Yes, you should come.
We will, of course,
we should really come, yeah. It is on Saban Theater, and it's on the 13th of September.
And I think we'll be having, I don't know if this week or next week, I think person who organized the Oscars.
Michael.
Yes, I think he's coming, and hopefully he will come with Davud. You know, funny because you all are coming a lot to Accent On, but too many things is happening, and I just want to share with all my listeners what's going on in Davud's life. I'm hoping to bring a lot of people to his website, which is www.davudristai.com. Again, one more time.
www.davudristai.com. Actually, if you go on Google, and you just put Davud, D-A-V-O-O-D, The first Dawood comes to Dawood Rissai, and you can just check everything and really see who he is and who he has done.
And I know, that his paintings are ranging from hundreds of thousands of dollars to maybe a little more affordable. I don't know.
Yeah,
I hope.
There is. The least is expensive is about $20,000-$25,000, and it's okay. All over to $2 million.
And again, yes. if not single person, maybe organization can purchase stuff like that, because like I say, Dawood always gives money to charity, and we need to
Absolutely.
Stop. He's just, we need to also take care of Dawood, because he will forget it. He just doesn't exist if you don't give him something to eat. I know that. You told me many, many times.
Right.
But anyway, it's a big, big deal, because Oscars, he will get on September 13th, very, very beautiful award, and it's the first time?
Right. Yes. And I want to mention that the Oscar, a lot of people, they can go and they can buy the ticket. And the money which they raise from the ticket will go for the Children of Africa. So that is other thing. It's also which people, everyone, they can go and buy the ticket and go for the Oscar.
You know, and a few weeks ago, we had Gary Miller with RAT, and you can a little bit explain, Heather, this was your gentleman, your friend, who you brought to LA Talk Radio. We're talking also about saving children's life. You know, I know this is not crossover, but it still is about all children's issue, and Gary is trying to also raise money for RAT, which means, stands for?
Rock Against Trafficking.
And I know that Gary now
fantastic.
Has amazing amount of artists that he's recording. Yes, do you know a few names of it?
Santana just hopped on board.
Wow!
To produce a few tracks or to donate his time. And Gary will be producing the tracks, but.
Ray, I don't know if it's something that you'll be interested in doing, because we brought also Gary to Dawood's home, and we introduced them to each other, not knowing they months ago they met somewhere in the studio. But anyway, hopefully something good will happen because of that. And like I said, I love match people with their talents and needs. And the same, Ray, I'm not sure if anything is there, but Gary can use some sponsorships. You know, because they are really producing right now. He's paying for everything, and people are flying from England. From this guy is just financing.
I commend
them. And
him.
You know, they will be having 24 tracks, and I think there will be two CDs will be released at this Grammys. Then there will be big things. It's maybe 25% done, but it's a lot of few months that he need to work on this project. And yeah, every 100% is going to charity. I'm telling
Fantastic.
You, 100%. Then I don't know, Ray, we need to talk a little bit later. If it's something there, we need to get you together.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's a fantastic charity.
Yeah, and you know, then like I said, going, because you're involved in two different businesses, can you give us a little understanding? What is the A?
Yes, well, actually, my friend Heath Patton, he's the owner of AIAtoday.com, which is AIA Sports Entertainment Group. We recently became the marketing agents for 31 starting NFL players. We worked with Deadliest Catch. We're doing the Automotive Film and Arts Festival in Monterey, Pebble Beach, this week, where we have Dawood Rustai, who's doing paintings for Maserati. And we have Adam Carolla, who's going to be hosting the Automotive Arts and Film Festival as well. So we have a lot of famous people coming out. It's a great cause. It's a great festival. In conjunction with the Concours d'Elegance, as well as Rick Cole Auctions. So it's going to be a fantastic four-day event. It's the largest concentration of millionaires and billionaires in a four-day period, which has been going on since the 1950s with the Concours d'Elegance. So we do still have some sponsorships available if anybody's interested. And we still have some vendor booths available as well for the Automotive and Film and Arts Festival. But if you get an opportunity, check out www.aiatoday.com. I'm the East Coast director of the company in New York. And again, my partner, Heath Patton, he's the owner of the company here on the West Coast out of Woodland Hills. And, you know, things have really started to perpetuate. We started with 12 NFL players a couple months ago. Now we've reached 31 starting NFL players.
Come on.
It's really been blowing up.
Again, you know, I don't know if you can give people some advice, because sometimes we are in this time of life, then things are not going well to us. I don't want to go to your personal life, but I know you had some changes in your life. I had big changes 2 years ago in life. You had also, Heather, gorgeous Heather, a lot of changes in last 4 years, I think, in your life, okay? Mm-hmm. Our all personal lives went upside down. You, Edward, you are lucky. You have gorgeous wife, and she's just one of the bestest things that happened to you. And you have Davood. Then, you
thank
know.
You. Thank
but
you.
You got a handsome son. Come on.
And now yeah, coming back. Now you have the successful son. But we were talking a tiny little bit before we entered the studio. Did good things happen to you like from a year ago? You know, you had some crazy problems
know,
in
this,
personal life. Then we want some. Give us some advice. What to do? How to overcome the bad moments and just what to do?
Well, I'll say this. You know, I was married for almost, I was with somebody for 11 years. We were married almost 6 years, but together 11. And after my divorce, I kind of fell into depression. I just really didn't know where I wanted to go with my life. I was in the finance industry for many, many years as a stockbroker on Wall Street and business development on Wall Street. Went into the mortgage industry, and we all know where that went
oh,
back
my
in
gosh.
2005.
Yeah.
And I just wanted a change in my life. I wanted to pursue my passion in the entertainment industry. And I found my faith in, you know, I found my faith basically about 2 years ago. I was saved, and my faith has really got me to where I am now. And most of it started perpetuating in the past year or so. Just really going to church every Sunday and really finding my faith and
humble.
It really, truly humbled me. I got to say that God brought me to my knees, brought me to tears.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was truly humbled. I found the way, the direction that I need to go in. And the direction I wanted to go in. And with him, nothing but greatness has happened for me. I'm very, very blessed to be surrounded by some great people. And he's put the right people in my path in the past couple of years. So
then if
I'm
you can,
devoted.
Yeah, if we can learn, you know, we are not talking about have this faith or that faith. We are talking about, again, this word humble. I just love this word. It's just beautiful.
Yes.
Because if people will think this way on any level in life, life will be so beautiful, so easy. Just be thankful for what you have. You know, if you want to offer somebody's help, tell them honestly, can you really do that? Don't make people's false promises. Just doesn't matter. Because if they will like you, they will not like you because you can just do something for them today. I think, you know, we need to find the real friendships. They're just the easygoing friendships, not with string attached. And we don't need to be fake. We really don't, because now at night you wake up, you look in the mirror, say, I'm fake. And morning I need to wake up, I need to fake again my life. And that's not fair, not right, and nobody will win in the end. Okay, but I'm talking maybe too much, and now I need to sing something. Ilona Europa, Eternal Kiss. This is the song that I will be pitching for the dance radio, and video is also being right now produced. I'll be kissing so many things and so many, I don't know, times in different ways. It's about eternal kiss and wanting to be forever young. And song was produced by Club Junkies from UK, and let's listen to it. Eternal Kiss, Ilona Europa. We'll be right back. eternal kiss. This is what Ilona Europa says. We want to be young forever. And meantime, we are making more businesses. We are talking really about Domenico Capuano, who is a gentleman that I brought from Italy. And he is a guy who wrote so many hits. The whole world is dancing to them and sold millions of albums. But really, what he's doing right now, he's another John Williams of music for films. And I would love this great composer to find a home and somebody to just help him to make millions, because we want his money, really. What we want, we want percentage from his income. That's all what we want. And Mimo knows it. That's why I have brought him here. Anyway, no, I'm joking. I love, love, love Mimo, and song Sun is Going Down that starts Accent On is also produced by Domenico Capuano. And I want to also say that song The Way We Love Me The Way You Are was co-written by Kid Genius, and he's also a gentleman who is studying music at USC, and I know they already signed with record companies. The duo with Natasha Mira and Kid Genius will be released soon on their albums. Then, you know, just young people are doing their job and they're humble. They really are humbled. And we have these gorgeous people who are very, very humble too, and they do live their own great ways. Again, right? Could you tell us very short how we can find you if anybody wants to contact you for any reason? How we can find you?
Well, you can go to, if you just Google Radiotainment, it'll pop right up, radiotainment1.com. You can also check us out on AIAtoday.com if you're looking for some sports and entertainment marketing. We also have LANYIMG.com if you're looking for social media and your website's being developed. We do that as well. Just give a Google, just type in Radiotainment 1 on Google.
And what is the coolest things ever, that everybody can go to Accent On and all this information is there. Just scroll
and
for information.
Make sure you Google Davud Rustai, or just Google D-A-V-O-O-D, and he'll pop up. You'll see the king of crypto realism. And again, he'll be making an appearance this week at the Automoto Arts and Film Festival in conjunction with Maserati and the paintings that he's doing for Maserati. And let's just reiterate one more thing. He does not use a paintbrush. This guy paints with his fingers. I mean, it's amazing. You show me another artist that studied under Salvador Dali that paints with his fingers, not a brush.
It's just amazing. So, this guy is just really, really amazing.
I have to give him much respect for his talent.
And everybody knows that he's just painting two wheels separate for me and one for Heather, because he's supposed to be on a show right now. And we publicly said he will be here. But we understand Davud is busier than life, and we wish him the best. Edward Nader, you are also a realtor, yes, outside of being a manager.
No, I'm an architect, actually.
Come on, what else?
And a doctor.
And what else?
Well, I just got my PhD.
In?
2 weeks ago.
At age 45, he got his PhD.
No, tell us about this. Oh my gosh, we are almost done with the show, but that's amazing.
Business administration, actually. Yes.
Oh, come on.
International business.
Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. That's so, so beautiful. Yay. And I know your beautiful wife.
Free Botox for everybody now.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you have to do with Botox? I'm like, first, Heather, you don't need me. Maybe in 1 year. Okay.
You don't need. You're so gorgeous.
Thank you so much for coming
here. You're
quite
welcome. Anytime.
Heather, I love you. You're my friend. I will see you in 2 weeks. Yes?
Yes.
We'll
yes,
be talking.
The beautiful Heather. Gorgeous, gorgeous.
Amazing. And
gorgeous.
We'll snap the pictures and everybody will go look at Heather, and then read about everything what we say, and go to LA Talk Radio Accent On page, which all information about today's show will be listed there. And Heather, we had an amazing guest last week, 2 weeks ago. We were talking about
the extinction of the passenger pigeon in Joel Greenberg's book. Sorry, I have to look it up. What was the name of it?
Okay, let's see for Accent On. But the weirdest things
A
ever...
A feathered river across the sky.
And yes, pardon and me. The weirdest things is that pigeon, this pigeon passenger is not anymore around us. Just disappeared 50 years ago. In 50 years, yes, got just completely disappeared.
Yes.
From
yes.
billions of them to mm-hmm. zero. Okay, the very, very interesting story. I cannot wait to just get DVD from them. And I don't know. We were promising that we'll go to USC because, maybe mm-hmm. we'll be talking. I don't know. We need to find a home for this movie. I know PBS will be doing, you know, screening. I just so much to do and so much great stuff going on around it. People, just put an accent on something that you think is important in your life. We put an accent on Radiotainment One. And thank you so much. Davood is just right now painting and giving 10-15% to charities, plus $25 million that he already put in the hands of children's lives. And Heather, who is trying to save the world, and Ilona Europa, who is trying to do topic. It's a wild world out there, and hopefully everybody understands what we are saying and what we are talking about.
If I may, please make a donation to BCRF, Breast Cancer Research Foundation. That's one of my charities. My grandmother had passed away from breast cancer. It's a big thing in New York as well. Long Island, New York is known to have a high level of breast cancer due to our water. So please make a donation to BCRF, Breast Cancer Research Foundation.
Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.